Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Tom Edwards. On today's programme, we're taking a look at Serbia's art scene with our correspondent, Guy Delaunay, and we'll be taking a look at Damien Hirst's first major show in the country, the October Salon, one of Belgrade's leading contemporary art events, and we'll discuss a festival of light that's taking place in the capital this week. Guy, a warm welcome to the show. Good to have you with us,
Thank you, Tom.
Our first stop today takes us to Novi Sad, and more specifically to the Museum of Contemporary Art Vojvodina, for a touring show of work by Damien Hirst called New Religion. The exhibition's been to Oslo, Moscow, Venice, and here in London, amongst other places, and landed in Serbia just last month. The first presentation of his work in the country, Guy, I think I'm right in saying. How's it been received there?
Well, it's been received with great interest and a little bit of protest as well. The British Council, who are providing some of the funding to put this exhibition on, were telling me that they were expecting some protests surrounding the religious imagery which is contained within New Religion, funnily enough. But in fact, the protests outside the art gallery when they opened the exhibition were from Serbian artists who were protesting about the fact that there's very little money in Serbian arts, and they'd rather like some of it rather than the money going to a man who makes a lot of money already.
He certainly does. That's the understatement of the day, Guy. But that's interesting. I was going to ask you a bit about what exactly is on show. And we know that these areas that Hirst are very interested in, the relationships, often very complex, between religion, as you've mentioned, and science, and his fascination, I guess, with death is well documented. Is there a clear commentary on some of these themes in this show?
Well, let me read you some of the blurb, because I think it does provide a very good synopsis of what it's all about. There are 44 silkscreen prints and 4 sculptures, and they work like a fresco cycle, moving from the creation of the world through the stations of the cross and towards the Last Judgment. Now, of course, this is all done, Tom, in a very Damien Hirst way. It wouldn't be straightforward, would it? There's an awful lot of pharmaceutical imagery. There's quite a few skulls, butterflies. The prints surround an altarpiece with a cedar cross studded with gem-like pills, a child's skull, a large carved marble pill, and a heart wrapped in barbed wire and pierced by needles and razor blades. Now, I think, actually, this is obviously interesting stuff wherever you would see it, and thought-provoking. But in Vojvodina and Novi Sad, you've actually got one of the most interesting places in the whole of the Western Balkans where you could possibly put on an exhibition which considers things like faith, because Vojvodina is got a large Hungarian ethnic minority. It's also got a lot of ethnic Croats there as well. So it really is a part of Serbia where you've got a lot of Catholics as well as Orthodox Christians. And we all know where disputes between Orthodox Christians and Catholics letters in the 1990s in the whole of this region. So it's one for people to take in and ponder where their own lives have taken them.
And Guy, that is really interesting. And I suppose one of the most intriguing aspects, if you like, of this touring show is exactly as I mentioned in the intro, it's been to all these different places. I suppose it's interesting to try and dig down and look at the way the works are received in these different markets, whether it's in Oslo, Moscow, as you say, Vojvodina. Do you think that the fact that religion plays a very different role in some of these places, I mean, I guess that must inform the critical response to Hirst's work?
Well, absolutely. The thing about religion in former Yugoslavia was that it was barely tolerated. It was still there. It still continued. But until the nationalism it came back around in the late 1980s and early 1990s, and disastrously so, for a lot of people, religion was very much secondary. Then when you had the wars of Yugoslavia, people, basically, they look at each other, they look at the same. If you examine their DNA, that's pretty much the same too. The way in which people were demarcated was along religious lines, and suddenly you had people saying, well, I never thought of myself as a Muslim before, but you're telling me that I am, and therefore I may as well be. And the same was going for Orthodox Christians and Catholic Christians as well. And this has been key to what's happened in this region. And I think it's very interesting that New Religion, the Hirst exhibition, has been staged in Novi Sad rather than in the capital, Belgrade, which you would have thought was a more obvious place to have it. And despite being the crossroads of the faiths historically, I mean, Belgrade, you can walk down the street I live on and you can find a Jewish community centre, a mosque, and the main cathedral of Belgrade. But it, in recent years, because of what happened in the Second World War with the Nazi genocide, and because of what happened in the 1990s as well, it's a lot less diverse than it used to be. Novi Sad and wider Vojvodina region, it's still an area which is distinctly other in terms of modern Serbia.
Fascinating. Well, people can go and peruse in that context themselves. Damien Hirst's New Religion is on at the Museum of Contemporary Art, Vojvodina, until this Friday. So get your skates on, October the 14th. It will continue its tour to Kazakhstan next. Fascinating journey. Literally and metaphorically, that's going on. Now, guys, interesting. You brought us back to Belgrade a moment ago. Let's do that for our next show too. The annual October Belgrade Salon, one of the leading contemporary arts events, takes place at the City Museum, of course. The title this year is The Pleasure of Love. What's on here, Guy? And is it surprising, or does it follow some of the established tropes, do you think?
Well, I think there's some very interesting interpretations of what is love, what it means. There were a few people tapping in, particularly the international artists on show, were tapping into cinematic portrayals of love. So there was Tracy Moffat, who's an Australian artist, who had a piece simply called Love. It's a video montage, very delicately, as it's described, from found footage, which means pretty much she nicked them from DVDs and VHS cassettes, of a lot of film clips from many famous films as well. I mean, things like The War of the Roses with Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner. There were scenes in there. Initially started off the montage with women physically assaulting men, then went through a sort of more examples of coercion of men being used against women, and finally, and this was actually had a very shocking effect when this is all put together, men assaulting women, and it became very hard to watch. So that was one representation of it. There was another video representation as well in another part of the gallery. This is in the gallery in Belgrade Cultural Centre on Trg Republika, Republic Square, in the centre of the city, because there are several venues involved. So that was one aspect that people were taking. But then you see others which were redolent of what we've been seeing in going through Serbia and the Western Balkans with the refugee crisis. Johanna Kandel, an Austrian artist who's also partially trained in Belgrade, had pieces, sort of Hockney-esque, very flat, painted pieces with titles like Tomorrow Is Ours and Work Is Over. And it just reminded me, having been there myself, of seeing people walking across the fields trying to find something better. Now, she was actually painting scenes in Sudan, so it wasn't Serbia at all, but it very much took me back to those days of last September, when I was seeing people walking with a lot of hope through the cornfields on the edge between Croatia and Serbia, and, you know, hoping that they were going to find themselves a better life in a European Union country. And this is another representation of perhaps a more inclusive and global kind of love.
Indeed. Maybe that's what the true pleasure of love should be for Europe at the moment. Guy, just taking a step back, it's the 56th iteration, I think I'm right in saying, of the Salon. Just give us a sense of what this means, I guess, in Belgrade specifically, but then also more broadly for Serbia and for Serbian artists. What does, I don't know, is this like, you know, the key event? How would you put it in context for us?
Well, you know, the problem with Serbia at the moment in terms of its art scene, Tom, is that the two major galleries the country has are closed. This is the National Museum on Republic Square in Belgrade, and the Museum of Contemporary Art, which is in Ušće, just over the river in New Belgrade. And they haven't just been closed for a few months or a couple of years. They've been closed for more than a decade each in a seemingly never-ending refurbishment program. They actually had clocks, digital countdown clocks, on the front of both of these art galleries that were ticking down the days to which they were meant to reopen. Those clocks stopped and were removed sometime earlier this year. The renovation work is still visibly going on at the National Museum, so one has to hope that's going to reopen eventually. The Museum of Contemporary Art remains shut, and there's no sign of that reopening, which is a shame, because both these places have terrific collections of ex-Yugoslav art and also significant international art collections. So when you have something like the October Salon in Belgrade, it is a fairly rare chance for people to see a large-scale art event, not just in one venue, because there isn't one massive venue. So this is at the City Museum of Belgrade, and it's at these two galleries, which are in the Cultural Centre of Belgrade on Republic Square. It's a chance to see a concentration of art curated, and in this case it's curated by a British curator, David Elliott from the United Kingdom, that has been thought out and thought through, and simply to feed that artistic part of themselves in a major way, rather than going to these a lot of the smaller, quirkier, independent galleries, which are still around and still filling an important gap. This is an important national event, which is a chance for people to absorb some of the cultural activity, which otherwise they've been missing for many years because of the museum closures.
Indeed. Well, it's on until the 6th of November at Belgrade City Museum. As Guy says, that's the 56th October Belgrade Salon. Let's go to KC Grad now, Guy, a cultural centre in the Savamala district. I hope I've got that right. Here we've got an event called Belgrade of Light. It takes the concept of light and applies it to art, but to urbanism, to design, to energy. Guy, this sounds intriguing. What sort of programme does this festival have?
And I wanted to pick this out, Tom, not just because the event is intriguing, but because Kulturni Centar Grad, City Cultural Centre, basically in English, is one of these smaller, independent spaces where you can feed that artistic part of you. And in this case, the Belgrade of Light, I think, again, it's... We don't just want to think about art in a sort of terms of the Royal Academy annual show where people are submitting paintings, which is there's an element of that to the October Salon. This is getting people to think about art in a very different way, multidisciplinary, multimedia, the way that light can be used in art and different kinds of light. So we've got people coming all the way from Mexico. So Mexican light artist Gustavo Villas is going to be not just presenting some of his works, but also he's the keynote speaker talking about the nature of light, the basics of it, and how it can be exploited. So Tijana Pradanovic, who's a professor of physics from Novi Sad, will be one of the many experts on light physics who'll be enlightening the people who go to the event.
Very nice, Guy, very nice. Well, just tell me about that, because it seems the balance here is quite interesting. It is almost, well, we already talked before about where, what, science and religion and art all intersect. This is, I don't know, is it as much a show about science, or is it proper science in effect, as much as it's an art exhibition, or is it working in that interesting space between the two?
I think it's working in the space between the two, but the fact of the matter is there are proper scientists talking at the event. It's not just, you know, here's light and it's a theme and we're working around it. There's actually going to be some proper scientific talk, although very much aimed at lay people. It's also going to coincide with the 160th anniversary of the birth of Nikola Tesla, who was the great Serbian national hero, even though he only spent about one day in the modern country as it is now, with the borders it has now. But, you know, the maverick scientist, the genius, it's 160 years since his birth. So they're aiming to tie some of that in, tie it in with a workshop for children. They're going to have an exhibition at the opening called Spectrum, which will be you see what they did there, but they couldn't quite spell out to me what the pieces in Spectrum would be like, but I've been promised that after going to Spectrum I will see light in a different way.
You see, we aim high on the Monocle Arts Review, Guy. You can literally see the light. That's the kind of way we roll on the programme.
It's the way it's got to be, Tom.
Guy Delaunay, thanks so much for being with us, as always. You can see Belgrade of Light. It's a week-long exhibition. It ends Friday the 14th. Be sure to get along quickly. That brings us to the end of the show. Thanks to Guy in Belgrade. Guy, good to speak with you, as always.
Pleasure, Tom.
You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Tom Edwards. Our producer was Holly Fisher. Thanks to her, too. And the show was researched by Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Thanks to him as well. Join us at the same time tomorrow. Our music review will be heading your way. But for now, goodbye from me. Thank you for tuning in.